William McNaught talking to William Draper on June 1st, 1977 at Mr. Draper's house at 160 East 83rd Street in New York City. Mr. Draper, shall we begin the interview with your telling us when you were born and where, something about your childhood and growing up?
Fine. Hello, Mr. McNaught. You have to have the formalities. Well, I was born in Hopedale, Massachusetts, in 1912, on December 24th. A Christmas baby, or a Christmas Eve baby.
Christmas Eve.
And, as a matter of fact, I was a blue baby, they said. That I had, I don't know, I was, as they always used to say, William is sort of, was a blue baby. But anyway, I grew up in Hopedale. Father was a manufacturer of textile machinery. And we had a big house. As a matter of fact, it was a tremendous house. A lot of servants. And I had five brothers and sisters, and I was next to youngest. And so when I grew up, I had a younger brother, Harry, and an older sister, Lilla, and three older ones after George, and then Grace, and Claire was the oldest, my oldest brother. Well, we lived in this tremendous house, and we were the Drapers in Hopedale were very well known as the company was owned by the family. And as a matter of fact,
the company was there.
Yes, it's called the Draper Corporation.
In Hopedale.
In Hopedale. And father, as a matter of fact, was the head of the Hopedale Manufacturing Company, too, and then they all joined up. It was all, I won't go into a family fight and this and that. But anyway, when I was a little kid, mother had an electric, and we'd drive over to Milford, Mass, and go to the church over there. When I was about 3 or 4, I wanted to dance. I could dance naturally, and I think I was 3, at the Milford Golf Club. They were having sort of a quartet of people playing, a little Chopin or Mozart, and I suddenly leapt out on the floor and danced around on my toes, and everybody said, "Where did William learn to dance?" And I remember walking up and down, we had moccasins on my toes when I was a little child, and when I was 5, I started playing the piano. And I was just very artistic from the start. And we went to a private school, tutored by this lady, Mary C. Moore, I never went to public school until I went off to Pomfret. And it was a very strange upbringing because I didn't know any of the other little kids in town. I only knew my best friends were the cook and the maids. And it all sounds so pathetic, but it was when I think back on it.
And your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, what about, the same. Except my oldest brother and sister, they went to public school.
They were already off to school.
And then they went on. Then when I was around, they were off at St. Mark's and Westover. And I don't know. I just was not interested particularly in athletics, although I think I would have been a good athlete. But I had scarlet fever when I was 12 or 13, which made me very nearsighted. Suddenly my eyes got very nearsighted, and I couldn't play tennis very well. I couldn't see the ball. And then I was called Four Eyes, and I was teased. And all through my childhood, I was really teased till I got to college. So it was a very unhappy childhood in a way. So
really?
I'd go and practice the piano 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours.
You played
hours
the piano the whole time?
Well, I started out, and we used to go to Sagamore Beach in the summer. When I was 3 or 4, I remember, because we moved from Sagamore Beach when I was 5 years old to Hyannisport.
Uh-huh.
And